This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, smack dab in the middle of October. And on our show this second hour is a real musical legend. Boy, I tell you, she has a history in the music industry that is unequaled. Rita Coolidge will be joining us on the show. Then later on, our friend, actor, and environmentalist Ed Begley Jr. will be here. Lisa Joyner is the host of a show that's now in its third season on TLC, Long Lost Family. She'll be talking about that program, which is really a fascinating show. And she's also, by the way, the wife of John Cryer, who stars on Two and a Half Men. And then we'll finish out the show with hour number two and Claudia Lombana, the travel guru. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi each day. We're going to pause for just a moment, but when we come back, my first guest the second hour is Rita Coolidge.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood, but we're going to talk about
you.
You're
How
the
is Bubba?
You are the subject that we're going to talk about, two-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, for me, it's been a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together. You know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things. And I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s. So it's something that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But it's also hopefully a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind the scene things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband Ike bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s. I mean, and the 60s for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen had really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be you know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Chris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof that couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Chris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to have kind of opened doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Chris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, you heard huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore, and so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much, and my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today, but Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there. I went back to homecoming last year. I really love Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. Once when you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement. And I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I have be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Interesting topic, this portion of the show, with a good friend. And our next guest certainly falls into that category. He's a frequent guest on the show, and he's always very, very interested. He's extremely talented, and he's got something always to talk about, not only in the entertainment business, but even more so in how we can save money and keep going green, because he is really the king of making sure that you go green these days. Ed Begley Jr. is joining us. Hi, Ed. How you doing, my friend?
Ron, it's good to talk to you again. I talk to you often, and I got to say I love it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I always look forward when I know that you're going to be on the show, because it's always something interesting, whether it's from the entertainment industry or the enormous environmentalist work that you've been doing over many, many years. When did you start, Ed, doing all of this with the environment?
I started in 1970. I started with the first Earth Day, and it was really, a great way to save energy and to save money. I was really surprised that I was going to save money. I did it for the love of the environment, the love of my dear dad, Ed Begley Sr., who died a few days before the first Earth Day. But I did it for those reasons, and suddenly I had extra dough because I did it right. I did the cheap and easy stuff first. That's what I recommend people do today.
You know, and I can't believe you said that about Earth Day, because I remember I was in college when that first came about, and I was probably, me and about three other nerds were the only three people sitting in class because everybody was out planting a tree. And I said, boy, I tell you, these people will lose any excuse to get out of class because they're planting this tree, never knowing that this would turn into a worldwide effort.
And a good effort, because a lot of good came from that movement and the many other, you know, subsets that followed. We have four times the cars in L.A. from 1970, Ron, yet we have half the smog. That ozone hole is not the same size it was in 1987 when we got tougher CFCs. It is smaller. You know, the Hudson River has been cleaned up to a large extent. The Cuyahoga River doesn't catch fire anymore. The Santa Monica Bay has been cleaned up to a large extent. We've done a good job on many fronts, and we got to stay with it and build on these successes.
Now, I'm sure you, and especially you, was just absolutely appalled about what's been happening in our environmental scene.
I was. You know, and apropos of that, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us to do something to make a change. Let this be the catalyst for change. You know, here we had 11 people die on that Deepwater Horizon rig. 29 people died at Massey Coal. There's people dying so we can have cheap energy. The least we can do is honor that and not waste any of that energy. In World War II, when people were dying overseas, everybody got together and gathered tires for the rubber and gathered pots and pans for the metal, and people did a thing for this effort. And I think we need to honor those people now and be very careful with the energy we use, and to use it wisely so you know, we don't have to have more accidents like that.
Now, you know, Ed, I think that when anybody talks about improving the environment, saving money in your home, they think of the things that really aren't what I would consider, like, cool. For example, you know, a lot of the things you put on your roof, and I know you have that, and I should really have that too, but I don't know if my roof can support it. Let's talk about some very simple things. For example, a water heater, or even a dishwasher, or now refrigerators that are so economically efficient that they cut down on your electric bill. I mean, my electric bill at my home last month, I mean, I could have bought a Graceland. I mean, it was astronomical, you know.
It can really get to be a lot, and energy prices, sadly, as the years tick by, are going to go up more. So what we got to do is save energy at every turn. And as you suggest, with water heaters, go to hotwater.com. That's a great resource. I bought a beautiful A. O. Smith Vertex, a 96% thermal efficient water heater, and my natural gas bill was low before I got it, Ron. When I put that water heater in, it went to half of what it was. There's lots of efficiencies out there. Energy-saving thermostat, energy-efficient lighting, you know, the weather stripping around the doors and windows. Lots of ways you can save money that cost very little. So do those small things first. Pick the low-hanging fruit first, and you'll save dough. Then you'll have money to do some other stuff.
See, what I think what happens is that people are confronted with the initial cost of an investment of how to save money in the future, and because of the economic conditions that this country is currently in, and so many people listening to our voices today are so many in, that they think, well, you know, if I got to spend, like, you know, $10,000 and I'm going to save $50,000 over the next 10 years, I can't separate that 10 grand right now.
Right. Yeah, people understandably don't have a lot of dough to throw around. So I urge everybody, even if you really are ready to spend a lot of money and you have the resources, you're a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, an actor, and you have the kind of dough to buy solar, I tell people, and this shocks people, I say, don't buy it yet. They go, what do you mean? I want to buy it. I have the money in the bank. Don't do it. What I want you to do first is make your home more energy efficient. Mm-hmm. For every dollar that you spend on energy efficiency, you're going to save $5 in the cost of your solar array or your wind turbine. So do the energy efficiency first. You may think you need 7 kilowatts of solar, but you really only need 3 or 4 after you've made your house more energy efficient. So do that first. It's going to be good for everybody.
What about insulation, Ed? Putting insulation, new insulation into homes. And I don't necessarily mean older homes. My family homestead was built in 1912, but I have a relatively new home, and I have people telling me I should put insulation in the crawl space.
I did it. I really made my home more energy efficient. I put recycled denim in the attic. I blew cellulose in the walls and did all this incredible energy efficiency. But I got to tell you, when I had a home energy audit in February, even with all those things, I found ways that I could really cut my electric a natural gas bill in half by doing a few things with a current, you know, modern energy audit. So I urge everybody out there, get a home energy audit. Many utilities will give them to you for free. You can get a free home energy audit from many utilities in this fine country. So check that out. See if it's free. If not, it's worth the money that you're going to spend if your utility doesn't give it to you free to know the status of the patient. You can't know what kind of medicine to recommend unless you have a full physical.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
You may not need any medicine. You may need just an adjustment from a chiropractor, you know?
Ed, did you say recycled denim?
Recycled blue jeans, Ron. Can you believe it? They take old blue jeans and other denim material and then make it into something called a vat. You know, like a large section, a big chunk of insulation that's 16 inches wide and fits between the 2x4s
wow.
In your attic, in your walls. Wonderful stuff.
Jay Leno could redo his whole home.
He could, from just his blue jeans.
Just his blue jeans and denim shirts.
That's
wasn't
right.
The late Dennis Weaver very conscientious of this, too? I remember talking to him one time. He had a house made out of tires?
He did. Dennis Weaver was a dear friend. He and Jerry, dear friends of mine, and they still have that home. You know, he passed away,
yeah.
But Jerry lives in that home, and it's a beautiful, energy-efficient home with solar on the roof and made out of recycled tires. So it's a great way to go.
Well, you know, Ed, we haven't talked about anything in the entertainment business, but you're always so interesting when it comes to your knowledge about being environmentally correct and energy efficient that I just enjoy talking to you. One of these days you're going to come back and we'll just talk about the entertainment business.
I'm busy, but I want to be on again, so let's do this again real soon, Ron.
Sounds good to me, Ed. You're always welcome here. You know that. You need no invitation.
You got a deal, pal.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Ed Begley Jr., one of my friends, great guy, great actor, great environmentalist, very bright when it comes to saving energy in your own home, where it really counts. And we are coming right back with more on Ron Saggi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has welcomed Pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House after he was finally released from Turkey, where he was being held on terrorism charges.
You really fought for us, unusually so. From the time you took office, I know that you've been engaged, and Secretary of State Pompeo also, and Vice President Pence.
And the president says Saudi leaders are now denying the allegations that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by the kingdom. Some companies have cut their ties to Saudi Arabia over the mystery, but President Trump told CBS News he doesn't want the U.S. to cancel military contracts.
Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these companies, I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, there are other ways of punishing, to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is quite a lady. She's been in Southern California for a while, but she's been all over the country cultivating her broadcasting skills. She is the recipient of 5 Emmy Awards, 2 Golden Mics, and a Los Angeles Press Club Award. She's in season number 3 that's going to be premiering this Monday on the TLC channel called Long Lost Family. Joining us right now is Lisa Joyner. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am great. I want that introduction every time I wake up. That is amazing. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what I do, and I do this for a lot of celebrities, and I certainly will do it for you, okay? I'm out on a per diem basis. I will walk into, like, a restaurant or something prior to your arrival, and I will say, ladies and gentlemen, businesswoman, producer, Emmy Award-winning host, and adoption advocate, and the wife of John Cryer, here's Lisa Joyner. Would that work?
That is a great side gig.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That is a great side gig.
I don't get much business, though. I will be honest with you. I don't get a lot of takers on it, but, hey, what are you going to do? Hey, congratulations on year number 3 of this show on TLC, Long Lost Family. This is a great idea. How did this come about? I know that you're an adoption advocate. In fact, you have an adopted child, and we have a couple in our family, not myself. So tell us how this whole thing came about, Lisa.
Well, the show is a format that comes out of the UK, so, and then they brought it to the US. But I had been advocating this show for about 15, 17 years.
Wow.
Because I had gone on my own journey to find my biological family. And when I was doing it, I was realizing, not only as an adoptee and a person who was part of the process, but also as a television producer, this was compelling stories. You know, because as an adoptee, you know what happened, you know, from a certain time in your life on, but you don't know the origin story.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the backstory. You don't know the why. You don't know the who. So I really sort of wanted to get this out there. And, you know, at the time, you know, 15, 17 years ago, it was considered sort of soft television. But in the last 5 years or so, people have realized, oh, this is hopeful. This is a way to, you know, everybody wants to feel heard. And this is a way for that to happen. So they came to me and they said, you know, we hear you have a stake in this. And I'm like, oh, please. I could write the book on this. So
right.
I come at it from an adoptee's perspective, but also an adoptive parent's perspective and an adoption advocate. Although Long Lost Family is not just about adoption. It's also about people who are missing or, you know, a mother who left and nobody knows why,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. So we sort of just cover all of it.
You know, it's always been fascinating to me because it's a double-edged sword, I think, sometimes. It's got good aspects to it, and then it's got not so good aspects. I think one of the good aspects is, of course, the settlement in one's mind. And I think another good aspect of it is medical, because we had a member of our family, my niece, in fact, who had some medical problems, and we didn't really know the history of those medical problems because we didn't know who the parents were. And unfortunately, at a very young age, 50 years old, she just passed away, that I think might have been a little bit more productive to know what the history of her parents were, and because it was never, at that time, never released, I think it acted as a disadvantage to her.
Absolutely. I've had that in my own life. I mean, I found my biological family. Thank God I did, because, you know, I exercise. I try to eat well. I maintain a decent weight and everything. And so I was not a person you would go, oh, heart condition.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Because I know my biological background. My father has heart disease. My biological father has heart disease. They did extra tests on me, and they found that I have the possibility of having a heart attack, and I could have been that person who just slipped through the cracks because you don't appear to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't appear that like you would have those problems. But it's really difficult. That health information, you deserve that as a person.
Sure.
You need to know that.
Right. Now, when they talk about a closed adoption, Lisa, is that when they won't allow you to go back, or at the time that you're adopted or you adopt someone, they won't allow you to investigate it? Is that what the term is used for?
You can always investigate it, but the adoption records are closed. All you are allowed to get as an adoptee is non-identifying information, and what that is usually intake from a person who's talking to the biological mother placing the child for adoption. Information like, you know, she was 34 and she had brown hair and she likes sports, you know, that kind of stuff. That's what you are entitled to. That's the only thing that you're actually entitled to in a closed adoption.
Now, can you make a request at the time? Can the parent, the adoptive parent, make a request that at a certain age the child can pursue pursue the real parents? Because I always kind of thought of this, and boy, I don't know if I want to get in the middle of this kind of a discussion, but I always thought it was kind of a religious thing, you know, from a different perspective where they say, well, no, you know, we don't want to tell you this stuff, you know, because of the circumstances behind it.
To answer your first part of your question, you can look for your biological, not real parents, but your biological parents. There can be amendments made with the adoption agency, and letters have been left in their file saying, if at the age of 18 my biological child wants to look for me, here's my contact information, and vice versa. That has happened many times. I actually have that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that opportunity. The bad thing is that it's very difficult, Ron, to actually get a hold of that, because the way the filing systems and stuff, they didn't have computers, it was very antiquated.
Yeah.
Things would get lost, they would go into other files. Every once in a while, somebody would get that letter.
Here are three items that I know that you're going to be addressing in the third season that I really found pretty fascinating. One is a woman who, the last time she saw her sister, was in a courtroom. They were seven. A man who, at 48 years old, was traumatized to find out that he was adopted and that his adoptive parents had already passed away. And then, I think the worst of all, a man who discovered that his mother, who placed him up for adoption, already had three sons who she kept. That's got to be a killer.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
That story. Yeah, that was mine. I'm sorry. I can't speak to the first one because it wasn't my story. It was Chris's, my co-host. But, yeah, you know, imagine how you would feel your entire life knowing that you've had three other siblings, that you were the one placed for adoption. He was brave, and I sat across from him and I said, listen, what you're doing is incredibly brave because you don't know what's at the other end. And I always caution people, are you ready for the worst case scenario? Because it could happen, you know. There's a reason that people place children for adoption. And a lot of times they don't want to be found. And these people have to be aware of that. In this case, I can't give away everything, but in this case, it gave him incredible resolve. It made him sort of bond and love this person even more because of what he found out.
Is there times when you have a situation that the adoptive parents really don't want the child to pursue their real parents because they're afraid that they may have to share their love or lose their love?
Well, I'm going to correct you again, Ron. The real parents are not, are the biological parents.
Okay.
I believe that the real parents are the parents that raised you.
Sure.
Having said that, yes, it happens all the time. And the wonderful thing about our show is that I'm able to relate to that because I chose adoption. I have an adopted child.
I know.
So I ask if that is the case, and we know that there's some dissension or fear, then I ask them, can I talk to your adoptive parents? May I speak with them? Because I know what it's like. You know, I know what they're going to be going through. I understand those feelings. You know, usually people who choose to adopt a child have gone through so many hurdles. You know, it could be IVF, it could be, you know, a lot of infertility. They want a child so bad, but to know that this child has this innate need to know about their biological past, I tell them, it has nothing to do with you. They have all the love for you. That's not it. This is just a desire, a need, a piece of the puzzle that they need.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It's a great show. Long Lost Family. It's on TLC. The third season is set to premiere this Monday, 10 p.m. And then I understand, Lisa, you are also going to be hosting Trading Spaces reunion specials coming up this weekend and next weekend. Boy, you're a busy, busy lady.
Yes, and quite, this was a joyous thing because, you know, the Trading Spaces basically started the home renovation craze on television.
Right.
And getting all of the designers and the host and everybody back together I was a fangirl. We were giggling and laughing, and there were a couple tears too because there were some surprises in that show. But yeah, that airs on this Saturday and the next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
It was a lot of fun to do.
Do me a favor, would you? We've had your husband on the show in the past. Please send our best to him. He is quite an actor, and I got to tell you something. Every day, this is not just because you're on the show with us. Two episodes a day, we watch, of course, Two and a Half Men, and it's got to the point right now that my wife and I can lip sync this entire season, every season. I don't even know why we even have the sound on. Okay, it's just crazy. We could just lip sync it. You know, it's unbelievable.
If you guys could act it out for us and then just send me the video, that'd be so fun.
We'll do it.
Okay,
it's pretty fun. Lisa, thanks for joining us. Good luck, and we'll be watching. And please join us again.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much. Lisa Joyner has been our guest. She is married to actor John Cryer, who plays Alan, of course, on Two and a Half Men, and she is the host, third season to premiere this weekend of Long Lost Family on TLC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tuned into our show. You are listening to Ron Segi today all across the United States and around the world. And our next guest is a friend of ours. She's on our show frequently, and she couldn't come back enough. We always love when she's here because she always gives us some great tips on what to do in many areas. She is a Peabody Award and Emmy Award-winning journalist. She's going to be talking about the fact that fall is here, and fall and holiday travel is probably on our minds. Our friend, Claudia Lombana.
Ron.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
My last interview of the day will be my best interview of the day.
Wow. Who's that going to be with?
You.
Oh, all right.
So happy to be back on your awesome show.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say. You read that just the way we faxed it to you, and I appreciate that very much.
Just the way we planned it.
Here's a statistic that blows my mind. Last year, 2017, more than 100 million Americans traveled during the holiday season, and this year's supposed to be more. I think 65 million of them came to Orlando for some reason. I don't know what it is. But it's a great time to plan a trip. And how do you do it when you are, you know, very conscientious about your budget and, frankly, very conscientious about where you go, because there's a lot of international travel that's a little dicey these days.
Yeah, if you're going to travel for the holiday season, November for Thanksgiving or any of the holidays in December, including Christmas, now is the time to be booking, because your sweet spot's really going to be 2 to 3 months in advance for both domestic and international travel. So right now is when you want to be booking to get the best deals, whether it's domestic or international travel. Now, when we're talking about international travel, there are some really great deals to be had in the fall, because it's the off season or the low season for some of the most popular destinations, such as Rome or Barcelona or Paris, even Bangkok. You can find great deals during the low season.
When you think of traveling to those countries, we always think of plane fare. Is there any travel cruises that cross the Atlantic or the Pacific, like the old days with the Queen Mary?
Crossing the Atlantic, that's not happening so much anymore, but you can certainly hop on a cruise in Europe in the southeastern part of Italy, and I was also in Croatia. Certainly, if you want to cruise the Adriatic or the Ionian Seas, anywhere in the Mediterranean, that's available, and oh my gosh, so beautiful there, and the fall would be a great time to do that.
Okay, so you're saying book this 3 weeks, but even 3 months is more reasonable, I guess.
I would say minimum 6 weeks in advance if you're talking about holiday, if you're talking about traveling during November, December. Now, if you're looking at an international destination for the holidays, there are some good deals available, because not everybody is thinking about taking a vacation during that time. Most people are going to be with family, which means domestic travel. But if you want to travel internationally, let's say you can fly on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, you're going to get some of the lowest fares available during the holiday season if you can fly on those days. I also like to encourage people to search for one-way tickets and compare them to round-trip tickets, because sometimes you can get better deals and lower fares by booking one-way tickets versus round-trip.
You know, that's a funny concept there, because there was a time that if you didn't book round-trip, you weren't getting a deal. That has reversed, has it not?
True, it has. Yeah, there are so many options now. My trip that I just did in Europe, it was 4 countries. I booked the entire thing with one ways. I did not book round trip, and I was able to save. I mean, I compared how much it would cost me round trip from a certain destination, and it was less expensive for me to fly on one way tickets.
Now, set aside the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, are there days in the week, like right now, if I wanted to fly to Bangkok, are there certain days in the week that you get a better deal?
Yes, traditionally Saturdays and Tuesdays are the cheapest days to fly. Now, of course, the exception to that would be anything around a holiday, right? So if you're talking about, you know, Christmas happens on a the 23rd happens on a Tuesday, then that's not going to apply. But generally speaking, Tuesdays and Saturdays are the cheapest days to fly, and the cheapest day to purchase, cheapest day and time, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time are typically when airlines release excess inventory and when you can find some of the best deals available. Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, a great time to be checking for airfare.
Wow. Now, let's talk about money for a second, all right? Because a lot of people feel very, very concerned about carrying money with them. And, you know, and rightfully so. They're going to an area where they don't know anyone. You don't know what's going to happen. What do you suggest in those areas, Claudia?
You're absolutely right about that being a concern. In fact, Visa has an annual travel survey that they did, and the number one concern of international travelers was the loss or theft of cash while abroad. So Visa's stance on this is go cashless. Use your Visa card to pay. Visa is accepted at millions of merchants around the world. You're also going to get a more competitive exchange rate when you're purchasing with your Visa at an international destination. Now, we recognize that sometimes you have to have cash, so the best thing to do is to get money out of an ATM in the country that you're in. You don't need to go get foreign cash at a bank before you leave the U.S. You don't need to go to the airport and exchange currency. The rates are really, really high in both of those locations. Once again, you're going to get a better exchange rate when you just pull cash out at an ATM in the country of your destination. Now, 87% of Americans who convert cash in foreign countries are coming home with an average of $123 worth of foreign currency that they did not spend. We've all got euros or pesos or whatever it is laying around in our homes that we never spent. So one thing that I like to tell people to do is before you leave your foreign destination, when you're checking out of your hotel, have them apply whatever extra currency you have to your hotel bill and then pay the balance off with your Visa card.
Ah, boy, that's a great idea. Great idea. Now, we're talking about all the parameters concerning international travel. Do they also apply to domestic travel?
Yes. For domestic travel, the same parameters. You want to be booking between now and the first 2 weeks of October, particularly for flying for the holidays. Traveling on those particular days is still going to be less expensive, especially if you've got the flexibility to travel on Thanksgiving Day. And if you're flying within the U.S., oftentimes you can take an early flight on Thanksgiving Day and still make it in time for Thanksgiving dinner to wherever your destination is.
Sure.
And you're going to see a much deeper discount flying on Thanksgiving Day than the day before, that's for sure.
Out of all of the places you've been, and you've been everywhere, name me your top one.
Greece is my number one.
Really? It didn't take you long to say that.
So many reasons, yeah. Athens, I love just the amount of history and the culture. It's such a warm and beautiful culture. And then all the islands. You've got, I'm a total beach girl, an ocean girl, so you've got a variety of islands to choose from, and they're all spectacular. So I'd have to say Greece.
See, you're saying that because you've never been to Knee Bend, Indiana. If you would have been there, you would have been loving it.
That is true. I might change my mind. Is there a beach in Knee Bend, Indiana? A man-made beach, perhaps.
I don't even know where it is. I'll check on the map. Hey, Claudia, where can we go for more information about everything and more that we chatted about today?
You can go to visa.com/travel.
Claudia, I'm looking forward to your next visit, and safe travels, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. You're the best.
Okay, thanks, Claudia. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Claudia Lombana has been our guest. Boy, I always like when she's here, and she is a Peabody Award and Emmy Award-winning journalist, and I got to tell you, she is one traveling lady. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid. liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for Ron Sedgie today. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of our show. And our guests include Hal Linden, Vanessa Williams from MSNBC's Last Word, Lawrence O'Donnell, NFL All-Pro football great Ovi Muhaly, singer Rita Coolidge, actor Ed Begley Jr., Lisa Joyner from Long Lost Family on TLC, and travel guru Claudia Lombano. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.